Welcome back to Talk of the Town on 99.7, 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town for this Wednesday, June 7th. I'm Gary Stevens. First Wednesday of the month, we catch up with things going on with the U.S. Social Security Administration and give you a chance to ask questions of the public affairs specialist for the area, Hillary Hatch. She is on the other end of our phone line this morning. Hillary, good morning. Welcome back.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me again.
Glad you are with us. And if you have a Social Security question, Hillary will be happy to answer it at 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. Before we move on, I just want to put this disclaimer in. We do it with our doctors and our attorneys, and I think Hillary can be in that group as well. We will give general advice answers for your Social Security questions, but for your own particular Social Security issue, the best thing to do is to contact the offices directly. We'll give you the phone numbers for the National and the Holland office, or refer online, or talk with a consultant who is specialized in Social Security matters. They'll be happy to answer your particular question for your particular situation. Hillary, I want to go first to maybe clear up something for those who do a lot of online work and to find out things about or get information online. The best place probably to get that for Social Security is ssa.gov. Is that correct?
Yes, that is our website, ssa.gov.
On that website, not only does it have information, but it has links to the Facebook account, the Twitter account, and the YouTube account, as well as the Instagram account for Social Security. And that's the point I wanted to bring up with you, because there are a lot, especially on Facebook, that if you try to find it typing in Social Security on Facebook, you're going to come up with a lot of sites, some of which are legit. There's really only one, isn't it?
Yes, that is correct. There is only one site that is legitimate. And the website for our Facebook account, it's, you know, facebook.com/Social Security. And it will have a verified check mark, a blue circle with a check mark there. And that's how you know that it is the actual legitimate Social Security Facebook site.
And Twitter's the same way, twitter.com/Social Security. There is also a seal with the check mark on that too.
Yes, correct.
And YouTube, Social Security Online is the one you need to seek.
Yes, yes.
That way, if you're looking for information online and you don't go directly to SSA.gov, there are ways to make sure you're going to the right place to get your answers legitimately done and not get caught up in a scam, which, unfortunately, I hate to say it, but Social Security can bring up a lot of the scams.
Yes, and if you do go to our website, if you want to link up to those social media sites, if you go to our website, ssa.gov, at the very bottom are the links to all of our social media sites. So if you link up by starting at ssa.gov, then you'll be sure to get that legitimate Social Security social media site.
I wanted to bring that up because Social Security scams, like every other scam, seems to be on the increase. And a lot of it has to do with firms that, especially in the mail, as you get close to 65 especially, you're going to get a lot of emails about this, you know, go with us for your Social Security needs or go with that for your Social Security needs. And it becomes very confusing. And a lot of times all those mailers, you know, they get into the circular file.
Yeah, there are so many scams out there when it comes to Social Security. You know, we hear about them all the time. And when we go out and do events for the public or You know, whatever it may be, when we're interacting with the public, it does come up a lot. We know there are a lot of scams out there. And just as a reminder, you know, Social Security is never going to call you and threaten you that we're going to stop your benefits or that we're going to suspend your Social Security number. If you get any sort of phone call like that, just hang up. Or if you get a text message like that, you know, do not respond to that text message because Social Security will never do that.
Now, I know, and I'm going to put this as a qualifier when we've had you and we've had Vonda Van Til before you joined us, Hillary, to chat on a monthly basis. When we talk about Medicare, the Social Security Administration helps answer questions, but they do not actually administer the Medicare. I want to put that out first, and you can correct me if I'm wrong on that.
No, you're correct. So Social Security does not administer the Medicare program. That's through CMS. But our involvement with Medicare is we do enroll individuals into Medicare Part A and Medicare Part B. So we do enroll individuals. But any questions about, you know, the Medicare Advantage plans that are out there or what Medicare covers, we would direct individuals to go directly to Medicare to get those questions answered.
Can you do a service for us then, Hillary, right now? How can people get a hold of Medicare to have those questions answered when, frankly, they can't, you know, SSA.gov only goes so far?
Yeah, so there's a telephone number for Medicare, and it's 1-800-MEDICARE. I don't know what those numbers are.
Yeah, I don't
know. There's also a website. There's also the Medicare website, and then there is the telephone number as well for Medicare. So individuals can contact Medicare directly by calling that telephone number.
Okay. That way, you know, again, we want to make sure people get to the right sources of information so that they can make an informed and truthful judgment and not be going down a path that is going to lead to much heartache and financial pain as well as emotional pain as well. 616-395-1450. If you have a question about Social Security, Hillary Hatch can answer it at 616-395-1450. We are a couple of weeks technically it has been 9 days since we honored our fallen heroes, those who gave their lives for our country on Memorial Day. And even though it's not Veterans Day, that comes in November, still, when we do honor our fallen heroes, the thoughts go to those who are or have served our country and how Social Security can help them. And this is a good time as any, Hillary, to talk about how Social Security will honor the military heroes and how they can help them.
Yeah, so Social Security is an important resource for military families, especially the loss of a service member, and also for military members who return home with injuries. But we're also an important resource for military members who are thinking about retirement. So when it comes to retirement benefits, individuals can receive both military retirement benefits and Social Security retirement benefits. So a military pension, it does not affect Social Security benefits. Individuals receive their full Social Security benefit based on their earnings. So we do get questions sometimes about special earnings for military service where individuals will ask, you know, how do I know if I got credit for my military service? And for individuals with active military service from 1957 through 1967, special earnings are added to the earnings record when individuals apply for Social Security benefits. If active duty was after 1967, the extra earnings are already on the record. And there are no special earnings credits for military service after 2001. So individuals don't really have to do anything. Social Security is going to do it automatically. But we do want individuals to know that they can receive both military retirement benefits and Social Security retirement benefits.
Now, for those who lost a loved one, especially a husband or a wife in active duty, how can they help? How can Social Security help in terms of survivor benefits?
So Social Security has survivor benefits, and both spouses and children could potentially receive benefits from the earnings record of the deceased service member. There are certain eligibility requirements to qualify, but if you do find yourself in this situation, I would highly recommend contacting your local Social Security office to get more information and to schedule an appointment to file for survivor benefits. Survivor benefits, that application cannot be completed online, so it is something that you would have to do directly with your local Social Security office.
Now, for those who fall under the Wounded Warrior flag or Disabled Veterans of America flag, what type of benefits can Social Security help in terms of disability?
So Social Security offers disability benefits. Both the Department of Veteran Affairs and Social Security have disability programs, and individuals can receive benefits from both. However, just because an individual receives benefits from the VA doesn't mean they're going to automatically qualify for Social Security disability, because, you know, the programs, the processes, the criteria for receiving benefits are very different for each agency, and each agency follows its own definition and requirements. But we do want individuals to know that they can receive both, you know, a benefit from the VA and Social Security disability. So on our website, we have a section that is dedicated to veterans and to wounded warriors. There's a lot of great information on there. There's also a publication that's called Social Security Disability in Veterans Affairs Disability, How Do They Compare? And it talks about the differences and the similarities between the two programs. There is an expedited process for qualified active duty military and veterans. So for individuals that have a VA disability compensation rating of 100% permanent in total, or for individuals that develop a disability while on active military service on or after October 1st of 2001, they can qualify for an expedited claim processing. So the application process for individuals filing for Social Security disability or for, you know, our wounded warriors that have that permanent and total 100% rating, the application process is the same. However, we identify these claims as high priority, so they get processed a lot quicker. They get fast-tracked in a sense.
I'll apologize if this is an ignorant question, or I hate to say it's a stupid question, but I'll ask it anyway. To a certain extent, military service can be treated almost the same as your employment record for Social Security benefits in that regard. In other words, you know, if you're in the military, to me, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, it's the same as maybe I'm working on a job and I get Social Security taken out of my pages, you know, my wages. You know, is the military the same way too?
Yes, absolutely. So individuals that are, you know, working, that are in the military working, when they're getting paid, they're paying into Social Security, so they're going to be eligible for a Social Security benefit.
Okay. It just seemed like that, you know, that might be too simple to think of, but then, of course, there are some other things that Social Security can help those who have served, and you've just mentioned them right now, Hillary, so that's very good. One other thing, too, and then I want to take a break, and it's a silly question. All my questions are silly anyway. Taxes. And when you get Social Security benefits, taxes taken out, are they taken out and how are they taken out? Or do you have to sort of wait till the end of the year before you can have them taken out. I mean, is it like regular wages where, you know, your taxes are taken out before you even see the paycheck, or is that option not available?
So that option is available, but individuals have to tell us that they want taxes taken out. There's a form that they would complete. It's called a voluntary tax withholding form that is available on our website. Again, that's ssa.gov, or you can call your local Social Security office to get that form sent to you, and you need to return it either by fax or by mail. And there's four different percentages that you can choose from, and it will come right out of your Social Security benefit each month, whether you're getting retirement benefits, disability, survivor benefits. You don't have to do it this way, but you can. And again, that's the voluntary tax withholding form.
And it would be for federal, state, and in those who have city taxes, that's available too?
It's just for federal.
Okay, so the state is something entirely different, and that cannot be done through the Social Security Administration, right?
Correct.
Hillary, this is something that the Social Security office is involved with because, let's put it this way, people want to get Social Security cards for their children, and they got to be able to register their name. So therefore, just as the local county clerks can keep an eye on most popular names, so too does the Social Security Administration. But your range is nationwide. Tell us a bit about those baby names and what were the most popular in 2022.
Yeah, so the 2022 most popular baby names have just been announced. Social Security has been compiling this list since 1997, with names dating back to 1880. But for this year, 2022, the most popular male name was Liam, and the most popular female name was Olivia. And Liam has topped the list for 6 years in a row, and Olivia has been the top choice for 4 years in a row.
That's nationwide. What about Michigan?
Yeah, that's nationwide. So for Michigan for 2022, the top male name was Noah, and the top female name was Charlotte.
Hmm. Yeah, it's Charlotte, folks, not Charlotte, as in the city in Michigan. That's a little different there. Sometimes I have to remind people of that. Do you sort of track maybe names that have maybe have had the biggest rise or perhaps the biggest fall?
We do. We have the full list of all the names can be found at ssa.gov/baby names. And it's kind of a fun site to visit because you can find popular names by year of birth, or you can find the popularity of a name. But for fun, you know, I use my own name. I think that's what most people do, is they put in their own name to see what comes up. So for Hillary, my name was most popular in 1992, and I went back to from the year 1940 to present. So Hillary was most popular in 1992, and at that time, my name was ranked 132 on the list. But it is kind of a fun site to visit. Put in some different names. You can check out how popular your name was over the years, or you can put in your year of birth to see which names were most popular for that year. So again, that's ssa.gov/baby names.
Now, as for getting Social Security cards, it used to be, and I'm going to use my own experience, I didn't get a Social Security card until I was, you know, a tweener, you know, just heading into my early teen years, because it was at the time pretty much, you know, you don't get a baby. You don't get it as a baby. You get it when you get a little bit older, when you're going to be able to go to work. That's not the case anymore, isn't it?
Right. That is not the case anymore. So the easiest way to get a Social Security number for your newborn is when you apply for your baby's birth certificate in the hospital. You can also apply for the Social Security number, and we call this enumeration at birth. So once we process the application, we're going to send the card out in the mail. And again, you can do this right in the hospital when you're getting your baby's birth certificate. If you decide not to obtain the card this way, that's totally fine. You can visit a local office at a later time to apply for the card, but we are going to need certain documentation to process that application. So we're going to need certain documents such as providing proof of your child's citizenship, age, identity, along with parents' identity and proof of relationship. I highly recommend starting the process online before you go into the office. Once you complete that online process, we will tell you what documents you need to bring to your local office to complete that application and to get that card mailed out to you. And if you go to our website, ssa.gov, there's a heading called Number and Card, and you'll just go under that heading and answer some questions, follow the prompts to be able to start that application online and to determine what documents you would need to get that Social Security card.
If you need more information about what's going on with the U.S. Social Security Administration, the phone number nationally, which is 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, is 800-772-1213, 800-772-1213. The Holland office number is 877-223-6062, 877-223-6062. Not only to answer your questions, but set up an appointment with the Holland office over on Hastings Avenue. Hillary Hatch from the U.S. Social Security Administration, as always, thank you very much for answering our questions. And we look forward, if all goes well, to chatting with you on the 5th of July, which will be the first Wednesday of the month next month. Thank you, Hillary.
Thank you.
And that is Hillary Hatch from the U.S. Social Security Administration on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC. Monica Ricks with CBS News, followed by WHTC News. Some open line, and we'll also have Barb Visser's Evergreen Commons report in the next half hour.